Matthew 28 verse 18.
It's a long deal.
Matthew 28, 18.
Personally, I know some folks cherish this day today. I had a lot of back-to-back instructions, admonitions. Tomorrow will be the long teaching. So, that's the only session that nobody's going to touch you. If you like, go to Zion. Sleep. It's your wahala. But your disciple asks you a question. As the pastor has not taught it. Matthew 28, 18. So Jesus came and spoke unto them and said, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name. Verse 20. Are you there? Or you are pretending to be there? Verse 20. Teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always till the end of the age. Amen. Alright, so Jesus said, teach all nations. And if you're going to look at the corroborative account of Matthew 28:18, what are the accounts you're going to look at? Mark 16:15-20, Luke 24, John 20, right? Good. So you find the same account where he told them to go and preach. Look at Mark 16, for example. In verse 15, he told them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Just like teach all nations. So he said every creature. In verse 16, whosoever believes is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever believes not will be condemned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They will speak with new tongues. In my name they will cast out devils. That's the first one. They will cast out devils. Then they will speak with new tongues. And he mentioned quite a lot of things. Then in verse 20. And I said, when the disciples went out to preach, God was working with them, confirming the word with signs. Hallelujah. And so, if you look at the corroborative account of Matthew 28, 18 to 20, which is Mark 16, 15 to 20, that we just looked at, what you're going to observe is the workings of the Spirit. And so, he said something very vital. They will speak with new tongues. The moment you hear new tongues, you know, we could have, if he had just said, they will cast the devils, they will lay hands on the sick, I probably have thought, okay, that was done even in the old dispensation. Elijah laid hands on the sick. Right? Right? Come on. Demons were cast out. Even if they were not saying that it's a demon. Probably because of knowledge bias. But demons were cast out in what we call the Old Testament, right? Which is not the writing now. We said there's no writing as Old Testament. Good. So Old Testament will now be Old Covenant. Alright, good. So demons were cast out. Healings was wrought. So if I had not seen they would speak with new tongues, I would have probably thought, okay, this is without resurrection. But the moment you see tongues, that's a fruit of the resurrection. There is no tongues without Jesus, without the Spirit, without Jesus being raised from the dead. And so, very vital to the Great Commission is that the workings of the Spirit is part and parcel. Is it making sense? So, in the Great Commission, you are going to see the influence of the Spirit. They will speak with new tongues. So, the work of the Spirit is clearly involved in discipleship. So if he tells them, Matthew, you go and make disciples of every nation. Then at the background of that, it tells you that, oh, you are going to speak with tongues. Right? Oh, you are going to cast out devils, you are going to lay hands on the sick, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not by any means hurt you. That means we have the workings of the Spirit in the work of the Spirit, which is the Great Commission that he gave to us. We have the workings of the Spirit with us. So, you cannot remove the influence of the Spirit from discipleship. And, don't forget that even the ones he is sending, they are also marketers. They are also disciples. And so, the chain never ends. You don't get to a point where you are now a man of your own. That's the mistake many make. I told you about someone I was teaching God's Word some years ago. And he felt that he has known everything. He felt he has graduated. Like, you know the way you do freedom. I would teach for 15 years. 40 years. Because I'll keep growing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word of God is new every day. And so he felt he has known everything. It's not Matthew or Matthew's resurrection. An absolutist. Lutron. What else? Parabasis. I know those words now. It's not Greek words. What other words do you use? Redemption. Around redemption. Soteria. I like you. You went for the, Paracoe. I know all those things. He just does that. What else does he want to teach again? Sometimes you just got, so 2021, Pastor is going to teach throughout again. What are we going to teach? God's word. And so he felt like, and then he detached himself. And that, my own point is not that he detached himself. My point is, still have someone who is over you. It's safer that way. It's safer. Someone who can call you to order. Someone who knows what is going on and what you're doing. You can't be the height of everything. The moment you're the height of everything, that's when rubbish creeps in. And so, Matthew, when he told them, you're going to go and preach the gospel, don't forget, they are also disciples. And so that means, right in their own lives, they will be the influence of the Spirit. And so, you know, I've been looking at the influence of the Spirit, right? The things the Spirit of God can influence. And we look at, from day one, he impresses us to pray. Day two, he impresses togetherness, relationship, the bond of friendship. Friendship that gets us going. Friendship that gets us doing God's will. And I trust you have made vital decisions. I trust you have goals ahead for friendship, right? Right? Make Sister Debbie your friend. She's a good friend. Say thank you, Pastor, for endorsing you. Okay. Maybe you should do registration. Open the website. Iron@iron.com. In case you need iron. Alright. So, again, in discipleship, we see the work of the Spirit. So, the influence of the Spirit of God is a core in Christian living. C-O-R-E. It's a core in Christian living. It's part of the foundation. You can't have proper healthy Christian living without the influence of the Holy Ghost. You can't have it. You can't have it. Because the new birth starts with the leading of the Spirit. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, I'm very some rubbish. Some people say, sons of God, even from children of God. How dumb can you be? When he says we are children of God, I say, some people are at the level of children. Then when you grow to an extent, you become sons. Faith knows the people I'm talking about. They become sons. After some, I don't know whether they will be on that level. I think friend of God. That's a stupid person. What's the difference between children and sons? Is your son not your child? In English, so yes, just in English. But when you are deeper than the things of God, you will find rubbish. A lot of people don't have sermon. Just be looking for things. I recall some years ago, my friends, all in the name of Revelation, we just give ourselves one verse. You can say John 3:16. We'll now go 5 hours. Everybody will now come back. You don't want to hear the things that you hear. As I was reading, I said, for, it didn't say so God loved the world. It said, for God. That's where I would stay. For God. There's something about it. You just want to have a revelation. It's as simple as it is. God loved the world. He gave his son. What else do you want to see? Hallelujah. Sometimes you just expect one big revelation. Each year. For God so loved the world. No, more. Suddenly, you announce the thing. He gave. He didn't collect. Don't be asking the new Bible. You will not look for the opposite. He said, he gave. Did he say he collect? No. Did he say he render? No. Did he say he export? He gave. It's only. Gave only. What kind of Bible study is that? Just read. Hallelujah. What is gave? So, there's the leading of the Spirit. So, we are sons of God. Of course, the word eos in the Greek. H-U-I-O-S. Now, why would you not use teknon, children? Now, there's no difference. Just that when Paul wants to talk about inheritance, because of the way the prophets wrote it, your inheritance goes to your son. Is it making sense? Abraham blessed Isaac, his only son. Right? Isaac called his sons. then bless the firstborn. So, when it comes to issues of inheritance, it goes to the son. Is it making sense? And so, when the writers of Hebrews want to differentiate, when they're writing about general things that, okay, we are saved, we are children of God. As many as believe in the children of God. But when he wants to talk about an inheritance, like the case of Romans 8, where it's going to talk about our body being redeemed, right? Right? We're going to talk about manifesting of the sons of God, which is the body, the flesh being taken away, this mortal body being taken away, and immortality coming in, right? That's an inheritance, the hope of glory, right? Christ in you. Good. So when he's going to talk about that kind of inheritance, he's going to bring in sonship. Is it making sense? So it's not like we have children of God and they will graduate when they know God's word, sons of God. No. We are all sons of God. We are all children of God. Is it making sense? So context is what determines it. When he's going to talk about inheritance, he's going to call you sons of God. So the new birth started with the influence of the Spirit. We are led from the flesh to the Spirit. As many as are led of, by, in the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I'm the son of God. So, how did we become children of God? We became children of God by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. He said that we live by the Spirit. Let us also walk by the Spirit. He said that we live by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. So, again, the word live there was Zao. Z-A-O. Which means to come alive. You're familiar with it. So, he's telling you that. He's telling you something. Galatia, and he says, everyone who you see as a Christian today or is a believer in Christ came alive by the Spirit. Can we call the Spirit the resurrection? Yes. Thank you. So, it's so that we live by the Spirit. That is, our being alive is because of the Spirit. It's so that we live by the Spirit. Let us also walk by the Spirit. So, the journey started with the Spirit in the new birth, and the journey must also continue by the Spirit. Let us walk by the Spirit. The word walk, there's words to kill. S-T-O-I-C-H-E-O. S-T-O-I-C-H-E-O. If you were there when I was teaching the first spiritual growth, you remember this, right? What does it mean when you say walk by the Spirit? To boss around. Thank you, you were there. So, you know the way you show ownership, and then you just walk around, you bust around. This is my place, something like that. The way some of you walk when you are praying. Not like Bertrand. Yeah. Something like that. But you don't walk like that. Daniel is the last person I can say like. I think I'll give you an example of Daniel. Like Bertrand. Alright, to bust around, no, to march. The way soldiers march around and then declare their territory. Now, it says, let us also show that by the Spirit. I mean, we are going to be bold and confident and live by the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, let us stokio, to conform oneself to a particular place by the Spirit. Let us walk by the Spirit. First one beside you, walk by the Spirit. They walk by the Spirit. I mean, men are gone. And so, one of the things God's Spirit is going to influence as you walk by the Spirit, and if you look at it very well, just at the background of Him telling you to walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5, open. Galatians 5. Are you learning something? Before He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. He already mentioned that in verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. So, he already mentioned to you the things the Spirit of God can influence. The things the Spirit of God can influence. He influence love in you. He influence joy. He influence peace. He influence patience. Gentleness. Those are the influence of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But then, one of the things I want to just zero in on this morning is that one of the high points, listen very well to this, one of the peak, the zenith, the climax, the apex of the influence of the Spirit is that He influences us to be patient. He influences us to be patient. patience is a trait of God, and markedly so. Is a trait of God that everybody knows. In verse 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, don't be ignorant of one thing, that a day with the Lord is what? Like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. Of course, this is parabolic, as it were. This is not literal. As some people say, God is saying one day like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. No, it's not dumb. One day is one day. 2 days is 2 days with God. Is that clear? This is a figure of speech to say God is patient. That is, 1,000 years is like one day. He's still patient. 1,000 years of rebellion, and God is just saying like, okay, you have used one day. That's patience, right? Right? As endurance. So you use it to it. And that's why, immediately in verse 9, we now tell you that what? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But what? Oh, you're not there. But he is what? He's long, are you not there? He's long suffering towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but that what? So, that explains verse 8. How that one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. That is, the Lord will endure. He's not willing that anybody should perish. So it's a trait of God. It's a trait of God. In fact, Paul helps us to see Romans 15:4. Romans 15:4. That whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Again, I'll explain to you. Whose patience? That we through God's patience and comfort. Where are you going to find God's patience and comfort? Genesis to Malachi. Good. And it's through God's patience and comfort. From Genesis to Malachi. Even in things that were written aforetime, we will find hope. So again, it describes the character of God as patient and comfort. God is patient. That's why in many places even in the writings of the prophets, you will find them talk about how that he's slow to anger. Come on. Exodus. Since you are doubting. Exodus 34. Yeah, 34. Verse 5. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Jacob. Dinah. Go to Psalm 86. Psalm 86 verse 15. I hope I'm right with this one this time. Maybe I opened the wrong place. Yeah, I opened the wrong place. Exodus 34 verse 5. Where did I open? I opened Genesis 34. Can't read Jacob. Exodus 34, please. Verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now we verse 6 and 7 together. Want to go? And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Visiting iniquity of the fathers upon children, and children upon children, or to the third and the fourth. Of course, we'll explain this one tomorrow. But it says, the Lord is long suffering, he is gracious, he is merciful. Just remove that one in your head, visiting iniquity of the children upon children. But if you are awake tomorrow, if God help you and you are awake, you will hear it. If you are not, you will listen to it. He says, God is long suffering. He is long suffering. Psalm 86, verse 5, is that what I said? Yeah. 15. Psalm 86, verse 15. But thou, O Lord God, are full of compassion. You are gracious, long suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. You are plenteous. That's okay. You are plenteous in mercy and truth. In Romans 2, verse 4. Or thou despise the riches of goodness, of his goodness, and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads to repentance. So he says, God forbears. He is long suffering. He is a patient God. You cannot remove patience from the character of God. It is there. Look at how long it took God. Listen. From Genesis, he gave Adam a promise. And I tell you, right? And he told him, he said, he told the serpent, because of what you have done, the seed of this woman shall bruise your head. You will bruise his heel, though, but it shall conquer you. Genesis 3:15. It took how many years to get the seed of the woman? And the prophet came after prophets, right? We had Cain and Abel. We had Noah. We had Abraham. No, we had Enoch. We had Abraham. We had Isaac. We had Jacob. We had Moses. Imagine how many prophets Israel had. They had Samuel. They had Ruth. They had the judges. The period of the judges where we had the likes of Samson. We had of Gideon. Deborah. They had prophets. Obadiah. Zephaniah. Micah. Nahum. Habakkuk. Yet the seed was still not in you. That is God's patience. If God were man, the day after he told this happened, the seed of the woman shall bear just the Eve. And Christ will come. He is patient. He's patient. Jesus demonstrated exceptional patience. For someone who is righteous and all wise, that was unprecedented on his part. To be able to bear his disciples. Those ones were foolish. Apologies, the likes of Peter, before the resurrection. They were self-centered people who were low in understanding, slow to believe, right? And Jesus was all wise. How did he cope with the likes of Philip? How did he cope with Thomas? He would say something, they would say, why are you talking in parables? They don't understand you. So why do you speak to them in parables? You got. I recall the first teaching I had when we started church, the first Sunday. So the first few Sundays, I was teaching spiritual growth. When I was done teaching, nobody understood. I didn't know. You know, when you are pastoring for the first time, not for the first time, but as pastor of your church, I was everything I know. You know, I made a mistake. I can't give you everything I know. So I was giving them. So Brother Lala came after 3 Sundays. He told me, he said, Pastor, spiritual growth. We are learning. But some people don't understand. Some of the members said, I think some people are finding it hard. I said, what about you? Say, I'm me too. Jesus first had demonstrated exceptional patience with his folks. At the point, he said, how long will I be with you? He took it. After everything I've told you, you just saw me walk on water. Now, ordinary storm, you cannot even say. I just told you, you will speak to the mountain. Then we know. But do you want to watch us die? It demonstrated patience. Patience. So, patience is the influence of the Spirit of God. If you want to know if you are influenced by the Spirit of God a lot and strongly, check how patient you are. Because we live in a fast-paced world where we want everything at industry standard, yet maintaining quality. You have fast food, express delivery, instant noodles. What else? We just have everything. Pam, pam. I want it now. I want it now. Because we live in that kind of world, listen very well, we might be tempted, and I put it as that word, tempted, to bring in such values to the ministry. Or even to your life as a believer. Don't forget what I said yesterday. The gospel transcends every culture. The gospel that they heard is the same gospel we are hearing. It shows you that whether the world is fast-paced or slow-paced, whether technology is advancing or not, Christianity does not thrive in innovation. Christianity thrives in its what? Tradition. We don't innovate. The moment you innovate, you become a false preacher. You don't innovate. You don't bring out new truths. You preach the same thing Peter preaches. The same way. Innovation and lack of patience is the reason why you see people, they ask, are you serving the Lord like this? Is this one serving the Lord? You can't imagine Peter coming to church without the Bible, expecting that they will display it. Now, I understand the role of technology. For example, someone say, but Paul did not use mic too. I think that's rather foolish on your part to say. We are talking about things of core values. We are talking about use of mic. Hallelujah. You are not going to find Paul fasting and say you can drink tea. When you fast in Mutigo, you know how many prisons he went to? Persecution. He never saw the church in Colossae. He never saw them like this. Everything he disciple them was from prison. Hallelujah. And that's the place that I not fast with tea. We fast.
But you know, you can drink tea intermittently. You can drink tea. You know, just something light. Pastor, can I suck orange? Yeah, you can suck orange.
He's fasting. Fasting as sucking orange.
Pastor, I don't like orange. Can I take bananas?
Take bananas. Fast. Won't eat bread but tea. If you're not fasting, you're very busy. Hallelujah. When I was growing up, myself and my friends, we had so much consecration and so much. We used to watch each other's back a lot. And when we were fasting one day, one of our brothers was drinking shower water. We caught him. Said today,
he has fast. His life has
deep.
He now went to say he wants to have a shower. He have a shower.
If all of us are there,
who is showering and we are here?
So you open the door. We are boys, come on. You open the door.
Broken day!
That one is fasting. Imagine, you are breaking with shower water. And yes, we are still hacking you. Now to drink tea. Hallelujah. You don't innovate. So one brother like that, too, that we agreed to fast. That was even more recently, I think 2014 or 13. We agreed to fast. Then I said, let me go to his house for edification.
No one knew. The table was set before him. As I knocked the door on the door, I heard sounds.
So I opened. That he was the only one at home. Friend has gone to work. I opened. Bro, spaghetti.
It's not even spaghetti that you're just saying, let me bake this fast more. Fish is there. Plantain is there.
You know how they bottle of coke. The bottle, go, not plastic. That big one, that, Say bro, love covers the multitude of sin. What is he telling me? I should not tell others. He said, love covers a multitude of sin. Say, should I serve you? Don't serve me. Don't worry. Let me go. I came to you for edification. It's something else you will give me. Swag. Hallelujah.
You don't innovate. Even though it's a fast-paced world. We should deal with the standard of the apostles.
Sometimes we are not even able to meet it, as it were. But you see, you go, you try your best.
Fast-paced work. Everybody wants everything quick.
You want to marry? Quick. You want to get quick. Hallelujah.
Fast-paced work. Production line like that. They want quick fixes. Acts. Quick fixes. How can I do? What can I do to fix? I say, I can't go through the long route.
Don't forget, God is patient. God is patient. We must not allow Romans 12 to help us understand. Say, don't conform yourself to the pattern of this world. But be what? Be re-transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed. Don't be conformed. Don't let the world squeeze you into his own box. The world has a pattern. And it's not for the children of God. Because the world does not know Christ. The world has a pattern. I told you, the world does not know Christ, right? Who do men say that I am? You are Elijah. Unfortunately, they don't know Christ. Don't be conformed. It's a fast-paced world. Don't allow the devil, the world to rub its values on you. The scripture teaches patience. In 2 Peter 1, learn something. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. Can we read together? Since verse 7 wants to go. Add to your faith virtue. And virtue, that's not everybody. 2 Peter 1, 5. Are you there now? Want to go? And besides this, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity.
See, patience.
Add to your knowledge, temperance. To your temperance, patience. In James 1, James is a book that if you are going to describe it in one word, you are going to describe it as the book of what? Wisdom.
Alright, yeah.
Wisdom. You had an int already. Two kinds of wisdom. Alright, so, James, the book of wisdom. Look at what he said in verse 2, James 1, 2.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience.
Can we do verse 4 together?
But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Again, because of the nature of the book, it's going to talk to you about a lot of things. It's really about temptations, about the character of God. Then it says, let patience have its perfect work. Let patience, rather, have its perfect work. Let patience, have its perfect work. Verse 12, and that says, blessed is the man that endures, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. There's a reward for the patient man. If we are going to learn anything from God at all, we will learn patience. That I want it now. Yeah. Calm down. Be patient. In James 5, where he was rebuking the rich oppressors, those who are rich and they oppress the poor. In verse 5, he said, you have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your heart as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Now, in verse 7, the patient, he has turned back to the poor, the one who is oppressed now. That says, your own duty will be patient. Brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws near. Don't have grudges against one another, lest be condemned. Behold, the judge stands at the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of what? Suffering affliction and what? Patience. James is telling you, look at the prophets, look at the patience. Look at the patience. Look at the patience of Moses. It took Moses 40 years in the wilderness before the burning bush encounter. 40 years getting trained. If it were at this date, someone who has just learned the word for 1 year, 2 years. You see, I started church too. Starting church is the easiest thing. Just like my not prosper, but he will start. Hallelujah. Enjoy the Badra. Will they prosper now? He will gather people. You know, and the funny thing is that people will listen to him. They say, Pastor, sir. It is done like a man of God. My children, whom I travail in death, the Christ deformed in you. You know, there's a way you just change your voice, and you start pastoring. As I was talking to the Lord yesterday, told me, he said, there are four people here. Over the top, by the way, there are four people here. How many are your members? Yeah, there are already four. There are eight people here. You have to call everybody out. No patience. On the church, the first thing, until you print fire. Fla. You have never even printed fire for any Sunday service before. Have we? Eh? What are we printing? Flyer for Sunday service. Nasty picture of the man of God. The suit. You think pastoring is about suit? There are some teachers that can't even preach with suit on. Except you don't want to teach it very well. You want to preach for ignorance of sin. You don't want to be putting suit. What do they call this kind of shot? Portrait. Ministry. Reverend you. Who is reverend you? Oh, you don't know reverend means no one who is revered. Who is reverend you? Who knows you that is reverend you? They're going to sit down. Most apostolic. Apostolic. We're going to draw 1 hour. Most apostolic. Like the story of one brother that had. Because of the... So he came for WCC. A prayer meeting I used to go to. I think that was 2015. Yeah, I heard the story from the Pastor Nain. Bishop. After 1 hour, Bishop went to buy bread and akara. Okay, yeah, I heard the story, Javi. And he was thinking, Adonai, we worship you. Bishop. No patience. No, you don't even understand Genesis 1-1 yet. You can't preach Genesis 1-1 for 5 minutes. But it's at church. The glory of his tabernacle ministries, aka Miracle Center International. Come, healing, miracle, casting out of demons in your church. Casting out of demons.
That who came? What are you doing? Why we not cast out demons in the church? Cast out demons. Miracle, provision, needs met, bills paid. He's going to have his own lab rat. Hallelujah. Pastor, will you organize the prayer meeting in your coma throughout the year? He cannot pray. You know, it's hard to say we are going to come and pray 21 hours. Is that for both pastor and... So, the pastor that will not pray, you cannot say, help the concert, concert. Hey, everybody, come on, everybody. Hey, let's praise the Lord. Put light, put banga, fireworks. Bishop, Reverend. No patience. David, before even entering the palace at all, was being trained in much patience in the wilderness. He learned to fear. He learned to fight the bear. He learned to fight the lion. So when he saw Goliath, Goliath was nothing. Patience. You are nobody. Let me just tell you. You are nothing. Stop overestimating your importance. Be patient. Hallelujah. Be patient. I love the way Pastor Samadhi said it. I think I heard this about 2 years ago. He said, when David was anointed, that you observed that he didn't go to the palace the next day. That God just anointed him and left him. Patience will work the rest. He just anointed him and left him. Samuel did not say anything after that. In fact, Samuel died before Saul left the throne. Samuel just anointed David, and there was nobody that would put David on the throne. He just said, you be king, and he left. Patience. Imagine David now said, next day, I'm the anointed of God. It so be that I'm anointed of God. Saul, get out. That's when you know the fruit of impatience. Sometimes it's untimely death. That's what some people have to do. Anoint them today. Say, Masaka. The Lord has anointed me. I'm going. No, Pastor. No. God told me. You know, the moment he's telling me, God told me. You know me now. God has told you. Oh, yeah. There was one I rebuked of. He said, God told you. I said, you. God told you. He said, the Spirit. I said, which Spirit? The Spirit did not tell you anything. He smiled. He knows I know. He did not tell you this one. You are just impatient. When a brother is telling you that the ladder of leadership in the church is long, you are just impatient. Let patience have its perfect work. You'll be wanting nothing. You'll be perfect. That's how James put it. Say you'll be perfect, wanting nothing. Just let patience have its work. How can you just join church and the first thing you're looking at is leadership ladder? Ladder for rope me. Who put ladder there? Yeah, I'm looking at how to become a pastor. Like, you are saying, membership class, they said, from first leader to Guinea. The funny thing is, you now look at the people that are leading and say they are still selling that. Huh? Say, wahala, we can't tell you this. maybe somewhere else, why do that? Maybe you are still a pastor. Sorry. Where are you, pastor? It's not tied to. Pastor has to do with the flock. If there's no flock, then 24 pastors. Hallelujah. You have 15 members and you have 10 pastors. Are you okay? What are you looking for? You want them people every 2-3, every 6 months. Maybe somewhere else, like my pastor, right? When I go to die, you're going to be praying. My name is Pastor Shola. Maybe somewhere else, maybe promise don't be a pastor already. Hallelujah. Be patient. Recently, I started making decisions. And one of the criteria I used to make decisions is, I make decisions as though there's no time. I'm not saying that there's little time. As though there's nothing like time. You will make better decisions. Sometimes what hastens us outside God's will is that we think time is on our side. And so we think we are time bound. No, time is running out. We are running out all the time. Everything is running thin. And so we just make that decision. So I've learned to make decisions as though there's nothing like time. As though I will live forever. And I will live forever. So I make decisions without time in mind. Be patient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time works for God. Time does not work against God. Be patient. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Be patient. Just let patience have His own perfect work. Hallelujah. In John chapter 2, Jesus said something at that wedding in Cana of Galilee. Verse 1 says, and the third day was the marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, and His disciples to the marriage. That means He got an invite, not Mubamoya. Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. What did Jesus say?
Woman, what do I have to do with you? My time is not yet come. My hour is not yet come. Now look at John 17. My hour is not yet come. In John 17 verse 1, these words Jesus spoke and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said what? Father, my hour is come. Or the hour is come. You must learn to know that. Patience. He knew it. He said, my hour is not yet come. John 2, 4. By John 17, he said, Father, the hour is come. Don't rush it. Unripe fruits can turn the belly. Don't rush things. We always think that time is working against us. Let me tell you this. Time is in God's hands. I say that often. Time is what? Is in God's hands. We can be patient. Time is on God's side. Time is on God's side. Make up your life to move at God's pace. Never be faster than God. Are you with me? Never be what? Never be what? Be faster than God. Don't be faster. Move at God's speed. Move at what? God's speed. Time is in God's hands. Sometimes we have everything planned in our minds. This by age, so this is what I should be doing. After 6 months of discipleship, this is what should be happening. Sometimes I have everything figured out. Including me myself. We have plans, we are humans. Right? No, we just have plans. Just like Martha. Martha told Jesus, he said, why were you late? If you had arrived earlier. No, that's a mapped out plan, right? If you had arrived earlier, maybe my brother would not have died. But we know the end of the story. He was not late. Hallelujah. The goal was to get him alive. He was not late. Say, why were you late? Jesus have wondered, who told you I'm late? Time is in God's side. Be patient. Be patient. Understand God's purpose. Sometimes, if only you understand God's purpose, you'll be patient. Sometimes, if only you can see His plan, you'll be patient. You'll be patient. You'll be patient. I got my first year of leaving secondary school. I was offered zoology. Now, there's nothing wrong with the course. Really. The former president of Nigeria, Ebele Jonathan, was a zoologist. There's nothing wrong with the course. But I just told myself, I said, I'm not going to do zoology. Like, feed lion or something. I'll be feeding lion. I don't even like dogs. He gave me zoology. I put in for medicine and surgery. He gave me zoology. I want to change my destiny. So I'm not going to do it. I was just patient. But thanks to my mom. She said, you're not doing it. Thanks to my dad. Just in time. Let me start eating the fruit of my labor. You might not be eating it. I don't find job. And I think I can work in the bank. Apologies to those of you working there. You see, be patient. Sometimes when I look back, it was only for rushing then, actually. Eventually, you will graduate. Right? Look at the things that you are struggling to have. I recall when I was much younger, when phones came out, all these Symbian phones. We used to fight to download the WAPTRIX.com. Sefan.ru. If you don't know what I'm saying, Prince of Pasha, you see it like this, 75 kilobytes. Happening guys in school used to use Express Music. In fact, it was not in Nigeria. The first version I saw it with, the father sent it. So it was a new phone. Look at it, Express Music. If you see it now, they give you, will you collect? Time is in God's hands. Be patient. There's one house that is on our street then. And when I look at that, when I come from school like this, my own daddy does not have money. See, this house now starts is fine. And I'll go to our own house. If I look at that house, I look at that house again in my head now. Say, you only need to be patient. Hallelujah. Yoruba will say something. They will say, if we are patient enough, the kind of meat we will eat will be more than the elephant. Because the elephant is hard to hunt down. But see, if we are patient, we will see meat more than that of elephant. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Be patient. Where are you rushing to? Sometimes I ask myself, where are you rushing to now? The things you think must happen now, eventually they will happen. Eventually. Say, hey, no, I want to travel out. Eventually you will go. It will not become somewhere you go and come back. But you see, if you are rushing, if you had rushed it, you would have missed a lot of what God had in plan for you. And you have just missed it. And eventually, it's something that you have had access to. It's as simple. Let me give you these kind of examples. When I was younger, me, I like carbonated drinks.
Pepsi, Coke, and all.
When I was young. I don't think I still like it. Maybe it's more. But I don't need to have the money to buy it. Imagine you like something. And all this yogurt. Pan yogurt. I used to think it's for rich kids. I don't have money to buy it. Now I look back now. I saw one day I was coming from work. I saw the pan yogurt at that bridge. The pedestrian bridge over there. And he was standing. And God said, you know you actually can buy the entire bicycle with all the yogurt inside. And I know I actually can. I buy the bicycle, pay the salary of the guy too. But you see, the difference between that now and then is just time. Imagine going to rob this company, you just want to buy yogurt. You're not stealing about pickpocket. You eventually will buy it. Be patient. Always tell yourself, calm down. I tell myself, oh God, calm down. All the time, I want to take a decision like that. Or church or not. I said, calm down. I told myself, that's stupid. Just calm down. In our relatively limited vast vision, it's vast in our own eyes, but it's limited. You can only see as far as your eyes can see, or what God decides to show you. So you must trust God's time. He's always on time. I think Mary and Martha will know that better. He's always on time. Be patient. Be patient. I trust you, Lord. Be patient. Just trust you. You are King over time. You are Lord over time. Be patient with yourself. That's the first thing. Be patient with yourself. It's normal to have goals, to have aspirations, to have things that you desire. But be patient with yourself. A lot of ladies want to get married, you know, in their heads. When they were younger, they already had a vision planned out. When I'm 22, I'll get married. By 23, first kid. 25, second year. I don't want 2 years, DJing. You are still there now. Am I right? By 27, I want to be done. I'm never married. I recall when I was 16, I went to school. Ultimately, I was surgery. I finished house job by 23. Hallelujah. Even God is looking at me and saying, 23. I'm going to reserve this, Lord. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. I want to know. You know what you're going to do? I'm not saying be lethargic. I'm not saying be carefree. Do your best, but don't force it. Don't force it. Just be patient. It's a character of a life that trusts God. Everyone who trusts God, they've learned to be patient. But again, do you know that through his entire ministry, a ministry that started almost at the age of 17 and spanned till 86, he didn't go on TV once. If that's not remarkable enough, let me tell you this one. But again, did not step outside the United States of America to preach. That sounds normal. That's Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin. Almost the man that simply brought in the flow of the things of the Spirit back after the likes of the this one. Did not step outside America to preach. When he was asked, he said, God told me not to. But guess what? His churches and his Bible centers are all over the world now. Yet, he never left America. Be patient. Sometimes you just need to control yourself. Don't force it. You can't argue that Kenneth E. Hagin has the best-selling Christian books. Ever. You can't argue it. His books are all around the world, yet he never left the United States. Be patient. God is working. Be patient. God is working. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with setting goals. I know you want to marry. I know you need admission. But be patient with yourself. Eventually, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Is that clear? In his time. Don't force it. Don't go and marry. Welcome someone to church. Well, I'd be left hand, love it. As a girl. That you see that there's no ring there. Welcome to church. The bell has been answered. Okay, there's no ring. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. You leave your city. You go, of course, you should leave your city. Now go to home back. Oh, brother, I have been seen. I speak in tongues very well. I come to church, bro. Oh, auntie, be patient. Be patient. Talk about me. Brother, too. Because you are not patient. We have a married 2020 vision 2020. Some people are squeezing themselves in division.
They're squeezing. Say, I must. See everybody doing marriage. How would I tell my children that I married in 2020. I don't know. They like, you should marry in 2020 and a half. You eventually get married. So is it 2020 like that concern you? Well, it's alright. It's not 2020. It's not 2020. Brother, you do, because your head, all my friends have married. All my friends have your hands sweating. After service. Sister, are you going my way? Are you? No! She's going to Ikeja. She's going to Ikeja. You are going to my two. My two Ikeja. Say, no, it's my way. It's your way, brother. No one is going to Ikoto. You are going to Yaba. You say it's your way. But you have a marriage. So let me, you know, let me give you a ride. Or what the Yaba? Say, no, the road is free. The road is free. The road is not free. Say, the road is free, sister. No, no, it's not. I'm even going to that direction. That's where I stay. In the car, I'm playing. I just set aside the cares of this world. She will see that you are righteous. And also material. Fall in love with you. When you guys fall in love with you. Fall in love with you. Again. This is how you know what I'm saying. You are the love of my life. Now you're asking, how was service today? Are you the pastor? Why are you asking? Are you the leader? I was service today. I was blessed. I was blessed. In fact, I learned a lot. When Pastor mentioned that Maturio, we should have a married daughter. Be patient. Hallelujah. Be patient. Be patient in your relationships. Be patient with your sister. Be patient with your father. Be patient with your mother. Be patient. Be patient with people. Hallelujah. Be patient with people. Learn to endure people. We saw that from. It's patience that is making us learn God's word here. See the way I teach you, right? So some things that we are taking in 2018, you probably wouldn't understand. But you see, patience. As a pastor, one of the things you must learn is actually not even what to say, what not to say. Sometimes. As a cell leader, what not to say. Don't I just hold back? Sometimes I want to teach on something. As much as, you know, there are teachings that you want, that some teachings that you just want to, come on. Be patient. Come on, these guys. How many years have I started teaching you? Four. Okay. I'm patient. God's word is not running anywhere. Hallelujah. Don't rush people. And don't be rushed. Be patient. How many times have I said that thing? Be patient with yourself. With your ministry. I know many people have found themselves asking themselves, why is my own ministry now doing like this now? I'm supposed to be doing this now. By now. Who gave you the time? Who gave you the time? Now, listen very well to what I'm going to say. It's another different story if you are not doing your best. For those of you who have counseled you before, you must have heard me say this. I'll tell you, just keep doing your best. Keep doing the basics. You are praying, you are teaching, right? And you are following up. Do your best. Leave the rest for God. Is that clear? You are not the Holy Ghost. Is that clear? Don't let the devil put any pressure on you. And don't put any pressure on yourself. When you show you are doing your I said, thank you, Pastor. No pressure on me. I've been saying it since. I don't have the time, but no pressure on me, no pressure on me. I'm patient. You have to tell yourself that. I'm patient. The way I the disciples that came today. I'm patient. That woes you. Be patient. They see the tabimbo. See bro lekon. Be patient with yourself. You know, from the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8. The good ground, verse 15. It makes all things with you, understand. Verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good act, having heard the word, the what? Keep it, and what? Bring forth fruit with patience. They will bring forth fruit with patience. Patience. If you look at the cooperative study, of course, what patience is the word upomone? H-U-P-O-M-O-N-E. It means cheerful endurance. Cheerful endurance. I've told you that patience is not just waiting, right? What's patience? What you do while waiting. It must be a cheerful waiting. A cheerful endurance. That's patience. So it says, the good ground on which the seed of God's word will grow is the one that brings forth fruit with patience. Look at the collaborative in Mark 4.
Mark 4. Jesus now said something. Immediately after the parable of the sower. He talks about the growing seed. In verse 26. Mark chapter 4. Verse 26. So the kingdom of God is as with the man that cast seed into the ground. And went to sleep. And rise night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Can we verse 28 to 29? For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. Wait. So what is telling you? When you put the seed, the ground is the one that what? Bring forth the fruit. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. Go on. First, the blade. Then the ear. After that, the full corn of the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately put in the sickle because they are harvested. See what Jesus said. He said, when the earth is ready, it will bring forth the fruit. First, the blade. Then, the ear. Then, the full corn. You don't know which stage you are. Be patient. That means when the seed is sown, everybody does not bring corn out. Boom, 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 boom. The harvest is here. The harvest is here. No. Just first, the blade. Sometimes it's all you see is the blade. It appears like nothing is working. It appears like, why are my disciples not doing keep rocking his disciple now. The blade. The blade. You see, what will prosper your ministry is your patience. Let me say this very well. Sometimes we lose disciples because of our impatience. Are you with me? We lose out on what God is doing and the people God is building. The men God is raising. Or God, yeah. We lose out on them because we are just not patient. We are just not patient. Be patient with people. As a cell leader, you have thoughts. Then depending on your disciple just say one word and you say, Hallelujah. How many that has happened to you before? You have a teacher or maybe a disciple. You just say something, you say, How many that happened to you before? The same happens when I see you talk. Sometimes I just, why did you do that? Many of it I don't say because I just know that with time, you come around with time. It just takes time. Be patient. Sometimes I just know some church members ask why. Sometimes even leaders. I just smile. Because I can't compare myself to you and you to myself. I probably started quite earlier than most of the people here. So I can't compare myself. So it's going to be unfair to use my standard and say, you must also be talking like this. You must also be thinking like this. My job will now be to put you through, guide you, give you God's word, encourage you. Is it making sense? And watch patience have its perfect work. Be patient with your disciples. Don't tell your disciples, look at Kino. See your life now. See your life now. Be patient. You will eventually be proud of them. Be patient. Just take your time. Don't forget. Do your best. The farmer will put the seed into the ground, right? You have done your own. You keep doing your own. You water it. But you see, there will be the blade, then the hair, then the corn. Then it says the harvest shall come. Be patient. The good ground bring forth fruit with patience. Patient with your discipleship. Keep doing the right thing, but be patient. Maintain that positive attitude. Even when things don't seem to be going the way you imagine. Are you with me? What I say? Maintain that positive attitude. Tell your disciple, you are yielding. You will do well. You will do well. You will preach. I must have told many of you that before. And then you will preach. You will teach God's word. Sometimes it doesn't appear like that now. But you must trust the process. You must trust the process. You must trust what God is doing. You must be patient with it. Tell the person you are an effective minister. Don't say, what kind of person are you now? After all that I have done for you, after everything I have tried, I have encouraged you, I have given you, what else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to do? Be patient. Hallelujah. I am patient. I think I'm impatient too. So I'm patient. So you keep that good attitude while waiting. Look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 2. Let's start verse 1. Ephesians 4, I'll wait for you. Are you there? Ephesians 1. Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 2. Want to go? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the Lord, with all lowliness and meekness and patience, forbearing one another. Can you see that? Have patience with one another. Forbear one another in love. Let's focus on what the Lord is doing. Walk with God. Focus on Him. Then trust Him. Trust that He's working. Again, I've always told you that when it comes to the goals you set, always be what? Be flexible. Don't set rigid goals for yourself. I must. It makes all things difficult in this time. I listen to what God asked me to do, and I'm going to do it. That's just it. That's my simple life. God said it, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to force anything on myself. Because I trust He's working in me. To do, to will and to do His pleasure. Right? He's working. I see Him working. He's the one willing. He's the one doing it. You see? So you have to be patient with the process. Be patient. With loneliness of meekness, compare one another in love. Be patient. Trust Him. Be patient with life itself. You don't need to be the quickest. You don't need to be the fastest. You don't need to be the first to do it. Is that clear? I want to be the first to do this in my family. Nobody sent you. Ask yourself, if God sent me this thing. And I mean, you have to say, who sent me? You don't need to be the quickest. I mean, no less with no body. I don't have anybody I'm competing with. I don't. Don't say compete yourself. I don't even compete myself. If myself like, if you compete with me, but me, this me, I don't compete with anybody. I'm going to get better. I'm not competing. You don't have to be the first to do it. Don't be competing with your siblings. Don't put unnecessary pressure on yourself. I want to be the first to buy a car. Who sent you? Come on, bought car to their own detriment. If you have the money, buy it. If you don't have it, don't force it. Is that clear? It's one of my rules. Yeah, see. You know, the worries of today is enough for itself. That's what Jesus said. I have got no words after that. If I look at something and I cannot buy it, I won't buy it. The only things I buy are things that I will buy and have changed. Which one is now that you now went to buy laptop? You are not drinking garri for 3 weeks. Who sent you? What would you support for? Your business to do business. Then calm down. Get the extra money now. Who told you that you must start the business tomorrow? See what impatience will cost you. Sometimes the repercussions, you might not be able to lift it. Who told you that that business will start tomorrow? If there's someone that has business like this, it's me. I don't know. Every year, almost 2020, I can get 40 business ideas. Just give me industry. Just say industry. I'll think something up. But why have I not started everything? You are not patient. Life will teach you less. Pour your money there now. I see Pastor Shu. He's jelege. Impatient, super. Be patient. You don't have to risk your life. What day was that? My son brought away. I said, I don't want to get on Facebook, obviously. And I see you like this. I had no plan to be part of a Guinea content on that day. I had no plan for someone to feature me on Guinea Con, CNN, and say, Africans are making it. I'm not making it. You just want to eat. I think like this. I just want to eat and serve the Lord. That when I want food, I can buy.
me get. I want to be able to pay my children's fees. I want to be able to afford the house I stay. But I'm okay. You see that box? You don't have it. If it comes, everything is not coming. As long as I'm serving the Lord, I'm okay. Be patient with yourself. See, when you are gone, the world will continue. Are you listening? Go for John John. And you shall put your knee in your love. You didn't hear that? With all your everything, I continue. Okay. The lifespan of the walk is longer than the lifespan of you, of your life, your lifespan. How many people have died and their works continue? Max, they will be silent. That's a mistake for our colleague who just passed on. After that, someone from the ministry is going to buy food at the cafeteria. You are gone? Don't put pressure on yourself. Be patient. We must learn from the patience of God in the scriptures. We saw it in Jesus. We saw it in Paul. Look at the way Paul turned that Timothy. That's the patience of a shepherd. Patience. I want to grow that more men will be patient. If we are patient, we'll do more for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the quickest. You don't have to be the first. Be patient. God is working in you. He's working in your family. He's working in your relationships. He's working in your career. He's working in your ministry. He's working. See Him working. See Him working. See Him working. One of my favorite Bible verses is Exodus 14:14. Open them. Exodus 14:14. I love it. It's one of the things that I remind myself of. Are you there? The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall walk in peace. You believe that? Let me patient. Do your best, the Lord will fight for you. He has your mind. He has your mind. Be patient. Don't force things. Don't force relationships. Then if you are getting married, do something else these days. That's how you find the rate of divorce. It's on the high. Rate of single parents. It's on the high. I'm telling you, I know that for sure. It's on the high. You get married today and the next 6 months, yeah, they are no longer together. Why? They pleasure themselves. You must do this here. And then you are not going to get it. Is this your real character? Is this you? Not being again. Because you are in the very outspoken generation. They don't care what people say, really. No way I go my way, can't make a care, though. But you could have avoided that in the first place. You could have been more patient. You have waited on the God's leading. Big patience can be costly. Be patient. In the wilderness, Moses was going to give them food. He wasn't going to allow them to starve. God Himself orchestrated the Exodus. So they are not going to die in the wilderness. But guess what impatience will do? Impatience made them say, hey, when we are eating, we are eating, you know. You have not got us yet to die. You need to eat wheat bread and starting. Which kind of Moses is this? God said, what a rebellious generation. Impatience. Impatience. And patience.
God is working in me is patience. I have understanding of times. I don't rush things. I don't rush people. I can endure. I can forbear. I have understanding of times. Look for yourself.